Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
All right, Michelle, we've heard about healthy eating, I mean ad nauseum, right? But healthy eating actually lead to an eating disorder? Now, that's interesting. So we have Jordan Younger, who is a California native and runs a blog and social media outlets, The Balanced Blonde, who was formerly known as the Blonde Vegan. And boy, she got some story to tell us. So I think the first thing we need to do is first welcome you, Jordan. All of our listeners at Her Radio here are really interested in knowing, first of all, what's all about this Balanced Blonde, Blonde Vegan? You changed. You had a brand, yes, and then it morphed. So tell us all about it.
Yes, I changed the brand. I morphed it from the Balanced Blonde, or from the Blonde Vegan to the Balanced Blonde, because I no longer eat a vegan diet, and I needed to come up with a new name that was going to identify me as who I am, as a whole person, and the whole lifestyle of balance, which is what I'm now finding now that I'm getting over my eating disorder of orthorexia, which is the fear of eating anything that isn't completely healthy, pure, clean, and the obsession with eating foods that are only completely healthy.
Yeah, so I want to make sure everyone out there understands that orthorexia is a term, you know, that is associated with obsession with healthy eating rather than losing weight per se. But yes, it's not an official eating disorder. It's not recognized by the eating disorder groups as meeting some kind of a credential criteria for an eating disorder. But I think that people's awareness of this condition is increasing, and heaven knows where it's going to go in the future. Now, you got a lot of backlash because of this. What happened?
Yes, so I was very nervous to come out on my blog about no longer being fully vegan because I had built a brand around veganism with the Blonde Vegan. I had my vegan blog. I also had my vegan clothing line and a line of vegan cleanse programs, and I had tens of thousands of followers and readers who were vegan because is why that they were following me. So I knew that coming out about no longer being vegan would definitely be difficult for me. So I wanted to be completely honest, and I also just wanted to be as authentic as possible. So I came out about no longer being vegan publicly on the blog, and certain people were absolutely outraged, which is exactly what I had anticipated. People called me a liar and a fake, and said that I must have never understood veganism in the first place if I was going back on it, and that I was disgusting. And I got death threats from people who said that I was trying to inspire a whole community of people to start eating meat and eating, dead animals. And so people said that I didn't deserve to live.
Isn't that amazing? Jordan, number one, I think you're a rock star, and my whole team at EmpowHer thinks you're a rock star because you actually took a stand, and you knew that you were going to, you know, get backlash from it, but you didn't care. And, you know, your story is so incredible, and it's changing the lives of so many other women. It's just unfortunate that people, you know, viewed you as being one way, and just because you changed the way you ate and became more balanced with your whole, you know, body, mind, everything, it's unfortunate people didn't see that. But people don't like you stepping out of your box, right? So first of all, I want to ask you, so kudos to you for doing this, but I want to ask you why you chose to go vegan in the first place.
I had chose to go vegan in the first place because I had suffered from stomach problems my whole life. I had a very, very sensitive stomach that no doctors or nutritionists could figure out. I had gotten all sorts of tests done, and endoscopies and colonoscopies and allergy tests and blood tests and everything of the sort, and no one could figure out what was wrong with my stomach and why I experienced such pain and nausea and indigestion every time I ate food, pretty much for as long as I can remember. So I tried a plant-based diet when I was 21, and it cleared up all of those issues right away. After 3 days of eating that way, I felt really good, and I wasn't experiencing those stomach problems, and I had a lot of energy. So I vowed to myself right then that I was never going to go back to the way that I had been eating before. But of course, that only lasted for a period of time, and I held on to it, hoping that it would continue. But after several months of that, my stomach problems started to come back. So what I then started doing was obsessively juice cleansing and trying to cleanse my body again. And it just didn't quite work. So that's where I started to spiral
Let me ask you a question. So you were doing all these cleanses, and you've done the veganism and the rest of it. What was the tipping point? When did you realize you had orthorexia, and when did you decide that you needed to get off the veganism?
My tipping point started in the middle of the winter. This past winter, I had been living this way. I had been vegan for a couple of years, but I had been living with this serious obsession and difficulty for several months at this point, and I started noticing that it was taking over my whole life and that I was having trouble enjoying things that I used to enjoy, and I was holding myself back from a lot of social situations because I was afraid of being in the presence of alcohol and being in the presence of food that I wasn't comfortable with. So I started noticing these things, but the tipping point was really when a friend of mine came to visit me in New York, where I was living at the time, and we couldn't find anywhere to eat. We couldn't really do much of anything because I was so limited by the foods that I was allowing myself to have, and I had no energy, and we were trekking across the city to find this one particular green juice that I wanted, and pretty much her whole trip got ruined because of it, and I realized I can't be this person. I can't be putting people that I love in that position.
Boy, is that easy to do.
How easy is it to have transitioned from vegan to what you now call the balanced blonde, and what does that mean?
I would not use the word easy. I think it's an extremely difficult transition.
No kidding.
I started working with an eating disorder therapist and an eating disorder nutritionist to start working, moving forward from all angles. So not just the food, but what was going on emotionally that was making me feel this way, what was going on physically that was making me feel so unsatisfied and lack of energy, and I had lost my period and I was having all these health problems. So we had to look at it from all angles, and once I started learning more about what I was deficient in and what was really lacking in my life from all areas, I could start to rebuild a new diet and a new outlook. So that's what I've been doing for the last several months. And it's been very difficult, but it's been very worth it. And I'm very grateful for the support that I've gotten from my Balanced Blonde community and also the people in my life. So just kind of trying to take it day by day and focus on the positives rather than the negatives, because there's definitely been a lot of difficulty.
So Jordan, quickly, and kudos to you again, but quickly, in one sentence, tell us what your advice would be to vegans, because we're getting close to wrapping up, but we want one thing that you would tell vegan and vegetarians who are health conscious eaters.
One thing is just make sure you're getting enough nutrients, because I thought that
excellent.
I was.
The nutrients is all we wanted to hear. Nutrients is exactly the answer. Thank you so much, Jordan Younger, who's helped us understand orthorexia and how healthy eating obsession is a problem. This is Her Radio.